This is the Closing Bell Brief for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. Stocks closed higher after wavering for much of the session. Tech stocks were the leaders, sending the Nasdaq Composite up 148 points to a new record of 10,492. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 177 points to 26,067. The S&P 500 gained 24. The markets powered ahead despite news of a continued surge in coronavirus cases. The U.S. surpassed 3 million confirmed cases today, less than a month after crossing the 2 million mark. Infections are rising rapidly in California, Texas, and Florida. United Airlines says it could furlough almost half its U.S. workforce. The carrier told 36,000 employees today they could be put on leave amid a slump in demand. Major U.S. airlines have received billions of dollars in federal aid to cover payrolls through September. United's furloughs would begin October 1st. And more trouble for Wirecard. The Justice Department is examining whether the German payments company was part of an alleged $100 million bank fraud conspiracy connected to an online marijuana marketplace. Wirecard has quickly unraveled following revelations last month that more than $2 billion on its balance sheet may have never existed. We have more on today's market activity and market analysis on WSJ.com and the WSJ app.